Short Stories About War, An Introduction. Diplomacy by other means may at times sound heroic, a fight for principles and ideals carried out by young men armed to the teeth and directed by older men in pursuit of their own version of glory for themselves and their nations. Right will triumph over wrong, but war can be an illusion stirred up by schemers and opportunists to take something from other nations that may or may not be right. As blood and limb are sacrificed, the true cost is seen, but often set to one side as a dispute becomes embedded in emotions and reason falls away. In this volume, our classic authors, including Victor Hugo, Thomas Wolfe, Ambrose Bierce, Ford Madox Ford, and many others, explore the many facets of this problem and its human dimensions.
Roger Malvin's Burial by Nathaniel Hawthorne. One of the few incidents of Indian warfare naturally susceptible of the moonlight of romance was that expedition undertaken for the defense of the frontiers in the year 1725, which resulted in the well-remembered Lovell's Fight. Imagination, by casting certain circumstances judicially into the shade, may see much to admire in the heroism of a little band who gave battle to twice their number in the heart of the enemy's country. The open bravery displayed by both parties was in accordance with civilized ideas of valor, and chivalry itself might not blush to record the deeds of one or two individuals. The battle, though so fatal to those who fought, was not unfortunate in its consequence to the country, for it broke the strength of a tribe and conduced to the peace which subsisted during several ensuing years. History and tradition are usually minute in their memorials of their affair, and the captain of a scouting party of frontier men has acquired as actual a military renown as many a victorious leader of thousands. Some of the incidents contained in the following pages will be recognized, notwithstanding the substitution of fictitious names by such as I have heard from old men's lips. The fate of the few combatants who were in a condition to retreat after Lovell's Fight. The early sunbeams hovered cheerfully upon the treetops beneath which two weary and wounded men had stretched their limbs the night before. Their bed of withered oak leaves was strewn upon the small level space at the foot of a rock, situated near the summit of one of the gentle swells by which the face of the country is there diversified. The mass of granite, rearing its smooth, flat surface 15 or 20 feet above their heads, was not unlike a gigantic gravestone, upon which the veins seemed to form an inscription in forgotten characters. On a tract of several acres around this rock, oaks and other hardwood trees had supplied the place of the pines, which were the usual growth of the land, and a young and vigorous sapling stood close beside the travelers. The severe wound of the elder man had probably deprived him of sleep, for so soon as the first ray of sunshine rested on the top of the highest tree, he reared himself painfully from his recumbent posture and sat erect. The deep lines of his countenance and the scattered gray of his hair marked him as past the middle age. But his muscular frame would, but for the effect of his wound, have been as capable of sustaining fatigue as in the early vigor of life. Languor and exhaustion now sat upon his haggard features, and the despairing glance which he sent forward through the depths of the forest proved his own conviction that his pilgrimage was at an end. He next turned his eyes to the companion who reclined by his side. The youth,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?